Get Published, Episode 12, for Monday, September 7th, 2009. Hi there, and welcome to Get Published. I'm your host, Mike Plested. I've talked a lot about getting out there and making connections with people, authors, publishers, editors. It's a hard thing to do for a lot of writers, myself included. So for today's episode, I thought it might be good to talk about the value of attending conventions and what benefits you as a writer can receive. We'll also hear some comments and a question from Dan regarding Facebook as a promotional vehicle. Thanks for joining me.
Let our frequencies carry you away. Survive horrors unimagined. And discover wonders unseen. Encounter new worlds, rocket through the depths of space, and delve into realities that exist in dark mirrors of our own. On Variant Frequencies, we cross genres and boundaries to bring listeners a completely different audio experience. Featuring Parsec Award-winning fiction, we deliver a new short story every month and present serialized novels that test the limits of podcast fiction. Find us at www.variantfrequencies.com. Subscribe today.
Please hang up and try again. And now we're on to the feedback section of the show. And I'm delighted to say that Dan took advantage of our K7 line and both sent me some feedback and a question. So without further ado, let's get things underway.
Hey, Michael, this is Dan Absolson in Spokane, Washington. Becoming a big fan of your podcast. I think you're great at interviewing, and it's really fun to listen to. So I look forward to more in the future. Seems like you're getting some pretty big names from podcasting podosphere, as it were. So, I just look forward to more and do a good job. So keep it up, and I will hear from you in my iTunes pod feed catcher real soon. See that little dot, and I know I have a new one. Keep it up. Bye.
Thanks for that feedback, Dan. I'm really glad to hear that you're enjoying the show. I'm working on getting more interesting guests on the show to share their publishing journeys. I hope you find as much great material in what they have to say as I do.
Hey, Mike, this is Dan the Man from Spokane once again with some more comments. I just wanted to say the whole Facebook thing, finding audiobook authors. I'm listening to a lot of audiobooks from audiobooks.com, and I am a writer. And I would hope to do that someday. I plan on doing that once I finish some of my stories. But it's just so cool how you can get on Facebook and become friends with them and get to know them a little bit, and they actually talk back to you. It reminds me of seeing indie bands where you can actually go and talk to the people that are in the band that you love, and no one else knows them. And it's just a really cool thing. And but I was wondering if you could talk a little on Facebook and how you think authors can use Facebook to get their name out there. I noticed there's a thing called Notes, and I thought you could publish little snippets of stories on there, see if you can get readers to go there and then link to your blog or your website and promote your book that way. But I wonder if you knew any other specific ways that authors can use Facebook to their advantage to promote their fiction writing or nonfiction or whatever they write. But anyways, like I said before, doing a great job with your podcast, Michael, and can't wait to hear more episodes. Talk to you later.
Hi, Dan. Interesting question. I have seen a number of people use their personal pages, or I've seen them create fan pages, and I've seen them create groups. Any of these can work for you to provide a soapbox to feature your work. One of the things I've done personally, I'm working with Dragon Moon on occasion, is they have a group page or a fan page, and they have a fairly extensive membership. And what they're able to do because of that membership is whenever new content is on the website, they can send an email and actually hit all of the people who are members. So that's one idea for you. I think the real challenge with Facebook and really with any of the internet technologies is getting people to pay attention to you. There's simply so many Facebook users or Twitter users or general internet users that getting people to find you is difficult at best. My suggestion? Pick either a fan page or a personal page and put your work there. Maybe even have a personal site set up with your stuff too. Then once you've got those, spend time going to other sites that have work similar to yours and leave feedback. Discreetly pointing people back to your pages. Don't do any advertising for yourself. A lot of people hate that, including me. I would also suggest using additional social media resources like Twitter and start connecting with people. Those connections will take some time, but they will pay off for you in the long run. I hope that answers your question. And if you have any feedback, you can reach me via my voicemail line at 206-339-1258. Or you can also email me at feedback@getpublishedpodcast.com. And you can also Twitter me at mplested or contact me via either FriendFeed or Facebook at Michael Plested. And that's Michael spelled M-I-C-H-E-L-L. I encourage you to send me any questions, comments, or feedback that you might have. I'd love to hear from you.
Beyond the Goblin Market lie the remains of a lost and broken kingdom divided by war. It has been over for centuries, but the kingdoms still stand apart, overrun by a creeping goblin darkness known as the Darken Involved. It has been written that only one holds the power to turn that darkness away. Only one can reunite the kingdoms, but she has no memory of her former life. Are you prepared to go beyond the Goblin Markets and into the Darken Involved? Follow Meredith on her quest to find herself and save her sister from the cruel curse of a slighted king who would do anything to make Meredith his bride. Enter if you dare through the gates of the Goblin Market at www.jenniferhudock.com/goblin-market.
And we're back. For today's episode, I wanted to talk about conventions and their value to writers. Now, you may say, I'm a children's writer, or I'm a horror writer, or whatever. It honestly doesn't matter what genre you write in. There will be conventions that can help you. The first thing you need to know is that cons come in all shapes and sizes. There are conventions that are tailored specifically for a given fan base, like Battlestar Galactica or Star Trek. And there are also those that are held strictly for writers. And there are many that cater to both. Now, before you attend a con, it's important to know what you want to achieve. Ask yourself if you're simply going to soak in the atmosphere and have fun, or are there specific people you intend to search out to pitch your work to? Maybe it's somewhere in between. Whatever you do, don't go to a con without a plan, either around what you're going to do or how you're going to do it. That tactic would practically guarantee that you'll come away disappointed. I can say that from experience. The first con I went to, I went alone without any real idea of what I wanted to do or who I wanted to meet. I wandered around looking at the stuff in the dealer's room, attended a couple of panels, and I saw some people I would have liked to have met. I left the convention without any business cards, without any contacts, and without meeting any of the guests who were there. I left frustrated, wondering if I should ever do it again. At the last con I attended, I knew who I wanted to meet, and I also knew I wanted to get some interviews from people for this show. I managed to get comments from one author, Tina Hunter, because I thought it would be interesting to get her take on why cons are important. So let's take a moment and we can hear those comments now.
Well, my name is Tina Hunter. I'm an author and a writer. I have two flash fiction stories published in an anthology and another one coming out this November. Working on a novel, graphic novel, and I do some screenplay and storyboarding for animation.
So you're a busy girl.
I am busy, but still technically an up-and-coming author. So for me, cons are... they're good for getting to know people, getting your name out there, introducing yourself to people. But it's also good to go to the panels and actually listen to people who have more experience than you and be able to pick their brains.
Right. And I know you were on a panel this year. Is being on a panel important? Is, you know, what are the advantages to that?
Well, being on a panel is name recognition. You know, you get your name in a program, and you say, ooh, look at me, I'm going to be on a panel. But, you know, it's also just great to sit up with someone, you know, who has more experience than you and have a conversation. It does make you feel a little bit more important than just the average con goer, but I think mostly it's just fun to be involved.
Right. So what kind of things do you do at a con in order to make acquaintances with new people? Do you actually research ahead of time who's going to be there?
If it's a very large con, then yeah, I try and do a little bit of research and try and figure out who's going to be there so I can narrow down my choices. But at a small con, like this one, it's mostly just wandering around and meeting interesting people and having a conversation.
I know earlier we had talked about how extroverted writers aren't.
Yes.
That's a bit of a tough thing to do, wandering around and actually making those connections. I know in previous conventions I've actually taken advantage of having someone I know introduce me. Is that What kind of strategies do you use?
Well, having someone who knows someone introduce you is very, very helpful. but also, I think authors need to come out of their shells. We're in an age where we can't be the recluse who hides away and no one knows who we are and what we do. We need to get out there. And yes, we may be the most introverted people on the planet, but we need to get out there and we need to sort of step outside of our comfort zone. And so this is good practice.
Absolutely. And what kind of things do you do to promote your own work?
Well, I have a website. I keep a blog. I try and get involved in some online communities, just sort of helping other authors and getting help for myself. It just helps to have those kind of connections.
Right. And quickly, do you want to pimp your site?
Yes. It's www.tinahunter.ca.
So Tina Hunter, one word?
Tina Hunter, one word.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Tina.
Thank you.
That brief conversation with Tina has translated into a full interview for a future episode of the show. I also got to meet Terry Brooks, who, for those of you who don't know, is one of the masters of modern fantasy. Terry had a lot of interesting things to say during his various panels, and it was really cool to actually run across him between panels and just chat with him and his wife. It's nice to see your favorite authors as more than just a faceless person on the other side of the book cover. You actually get to see them as a real person. One of the advantages to that chat was Terry pointed me towards an international writers' convention. And that convention is one of those things that goes far away from the fans. It's actually something fully intended for the writer's audience. You get a chance to go in and pitch to an agent, and they have pitching sessions to teach you how to do it properly. You get a chance to meet publishers and so on. So just that brief, probably a 10-minute conversation, got me pointed in that direction. So very useful. I also had the opportunity to network with one publisher I had met previously and another I hadn't spoken to before. In both cases, I walked away with name recognition and potential opportunities. So what kind of things can you reasonably hope to gain by attending a convention? Well, if there are any authors, agents, publishers, or editors in attendance, you can make some valuable contacts. In the case of authors, you might learn of a new market, or you can ask what has worked for them in their career. If you and your new friend are compatible, you might even be able to start a project together. A good example of how an author meeting might help you, occurred when I was at last year's World Fantasy Convention and this year's Conversion 25. In both cases, I met authors who were looking for someone to either write in their universes for an anthology, or they were interested in potential collaboration opportunities. Both are excellent ways for me to get good exposure for my writing, and they will help me to grow as an author as well. Editors are always good to know. A good editor can transform work that is almost ready into a polished product ready to sell. Editors are also often aware of markets and what's in demand and who is demanding it. If you think your work is almost there, but maybe needs a little bit of polishing, a little bit of help to get over the hump, maybe you should be looking at getting an editor to help you out. On the topic of agents and publishers, either can be an ideal person to meet. In both cases, agents and publishers know the marketplace and what is in demand, and specifically what they're looking for. They might be looking for new talent. Why can't it be you? If you have your pitch ready and they invite you to present it, take the opportunity to do so. Now, what you don't want to do is chase them around the convention trying to corner them. If you do that, no matter how good your story might be, there's a pretty good chance they won't invite you to submit your work. When I was at the World Fantasy Convention last year, I had the opportunity to meet Gwen Gaddis from Dragon Moon Press. That initial meeting has given me the opportunity to work a little more closely with Dragon Moon, and it's given me a much better appreciation of publishing and may one day translate into a book sale. What it's also done is it's given me contact with people like Gabrielle Harboe, who is an excellent editor. And as I mentioned just prior, knowing a good editor is a very good thing. At World Fantasy Convention, I also saw doors open with other publishers. For example, I met one publisher from San Francisco, and I spoke with him a little about my book. And he said, well, have your agent send it my way. Of course, I don't have an agent, which I told him. I said, well, I'm afraid you won't see my book then. He looked thoughtful for a moment, and he said, well, send it anyway, and remind me about this discussion, and I'll take a look at it. That would never have happened if I hadn't taken the time to meet with him. So I've already established that meeting people is important. What else is there? Well, any convention is going to have panels you can attend. In the case of the International Writers' Convention suggested to me by Terry Brooks, one of the panels talks about how to pitch your work. I don't know about you, but I can still use all the help I can get in that regard. That particular convention also gives you the opportunity to pitch your work to either a publisher or to an agent. At Conversion 25, I sat in on a panel where the guests of honor were talking about the state of the publishing industry. That alone was pretty interesting and useful, but I think the real value came when one woman stood up to ask a question. She said she podcasts and she blogs and has a writing site that she regularly posts original content to. I don't remember if she actually submitted any work, but her question was, what else do I have to do to get published? The answer, provided by Robert J. Sawyer, was simple and to the point. He said, and I paraphrase a bit, all those things are great. But at the end of the day, what you must do to get published is to write well. If you do that, you will get published eventually. How often do we market ourselves and promote our work only to forget that the work actually needs to be good to start with? Now, having said that, it is important to know what other authors are doing to promote their work, especially what works and what doesn't. At this particular convention, there were several panels that talked about that, and a couple that I probably will participate in next year, and that leads to the next point. Get involved in the convention if you can. Participate on a panel. It will give you the benefit of speaking in front of an audience. People will see you and get to know who you are, and you will make contacts. When your work is ready, that may just translate into sales. If you're published already, you can always pimp your work during the panel. The last thing to talk about regarding conventions is the actual preparation. Yes, we've already talked about planning what you want to do when you're there, but you also need to have a few things ready. Item 1. Have a business card prepared. The card should have such simple information as your email, telephone number if you want to provide it, website if you have one, and any other sites you might participate in like Facebook or Twitter. You will be asked for a card, so be ready. That was my big mistake at Conversion 25. I didn't know I was actually going to go until the last minute, and I didn't have cards to hand out. I was able to make do, but a card just enhances your professional appeal. The second thing to have ready is your pitch, assuming you have a story to sell. Don't make it too long, just provide enough to get someone interested. Also, have a pitch for yourself. Remember, you are selling yourself at the same time that you're selling your work. As you may have guessed, I'm a big fan of conventions. I would say attend as many as time and budget allow. Take the time to be well prepared, and you will see positive results.
The Grand Design of Nine.
Those words haunt the mind of Brinkvale psychiatric therapist, Zach Taylor, when his elderly patient, a remorseless killer, utters that phrase. Zach embarks on a quest to glean its cryptic meaning. The answers lie with the patient's psychic granddaughter. But Hen is crazier than the people Zach treats, and the mystical great blade of blood he soon pursues may be more dangerous and deadly than Zach ever imagined. J.C. Hutchins' Personal Effects, Sword of Blood, is a prequel audio novella to his supernatural thriller novel, Personal Effects, Dark Art. Learn more about both stories and become a part of the Personal Effects universe at jchutchins.net.
And that's our show. Now, before we close this episode, I wanted to give you a Parsec update. As you may know, Get Published was nominated and subsequently shortlisted for a Parsec in the category of Best Writing-Related Podcast. The award ceremony was held last Saturday, September 5th, 2009, and unfortunately, Get Published did not win. However, considering the podcast has been live for less than a year, I feel very happy with how we did. Now, if you'd like to leave feedback, comments, or questions, you can call the voicemail line at 206-339-1258, or you can email me at feedback@getpublishedpodcast.com. Send me a friend request on Facebook or friend feed at Michael Plested, or follow me on Twitter at mplested. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, work hard, never give up, and maybe you too can get published. Thanks for listening.
Get Published is an Irreverent Muse production.